Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Tony Paradiso is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. You can go to our website and find all the things that he's talked with us about over the years at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can go listen to the advice and the wisdom and the fundamentals, the best practices that Tony shared with us over the last 10 or so years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. And don't forget all the other things you can do on my website. Subscribe to my newsletter and read articles, and don't forget to take the poll question. And we have a new one every week on the homepage. We want to know what you think. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Tony, thanks again for hanging out with us. By the way, folks, Tony's the author of The Management Mind Field, available wherever books are sold. Tony, one of the things that you've been working really hard on is making in some cases, the tough decisions on how to become profitable. Sometimes you have to give up on some things that you really invested in, you thought would work, but they didn't work. It's hard to make those decisions to let those go and move on to something else, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But that's a classic mistake. You know, when to cut your losses. You know, we were talking in the break that I'm in the process of shutting down a small construction operation simply because it didn't. You know, it just didn't gain any traction in the current climate. The construction business is so depressed. And, you know, the tendency is to hold on. You've invested in it. You know, you've got your blood and your sweat and your money in it, and you just want to. You think, well, next month it'll turn, or next month. And at some point in time, you really just got to cut your losses because there's opportunity costs. Not only are the dollars you're investing in it, but your time that you're investing in it, and you know you need to maximize the return on your efforts, because there's only 24 hours in the day.
Tony, I wrote a piece about that this week called the Concord Fallacy, and if you know about the Concord Fallacy, it combines pride goeth before destruction lesson with the sunk cost lesson, and that's what you were just describing. You know, the sunk cost lesson is don't make a decision about going forward based on what you've already got invested, because what you've already put into it is that's gone. And if it was a bad investment, don't keep doing that. But for a small business, that's one of the most anguishing decisions, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's not an easy thing. I probably should have shut this thing down, you know, a year ago. But, you know, I figured, okay, give it another year. And it hasn't cost me a lot of money, but it's cost me time that I could be, you know, using more profitably someplace else.
Right.
And, you know, with my retail business, which started out as a kind of a country store, what I've been doing is just laser focused on expenses and changing the product mix there to get a higher, you know, balance of high margin products versus low margin products. So I'm morphing it from a country store to really a cafe that focuses on food, primarily burgers, subs, ice creams, because that's where all the money is. So, and I'm doing it, because of the capital constraint that I have on that. I'm doing it in small increments. So that doesn't disrupt my current customer base. And I'm basically able to increase the profitability and change the profile of the business in a way that people kind of don't notice, because it happens in kind of small increments. So the business continues. It's not disrupted. And ultimately, I end up where I want to be. And so even though, you know, the economy's not great, my profits for the year in that business have already, with 3.5 months to go, exceeded last year's profit.
And see, what you did there is something I talk about when I say, you did what I mean when I say it's okay to fall in love with what you do. In your case, serving food to customers, which is what your country store did too, but it also had gasoline and things like that. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Right.
That's what you did. You stuck to what you basically fundamentally did, but you changed how you do it. You went from a convenience store to more of a restaurant, right?
Correct. And even a small operation like a convenience store was really three businesses in one. It had the convenience side, so you're selling groceries and you're selling beer and
snacks and
those kinds of things. You're serving subs, so you're a pseudo deli restaurant. And then in the summertime, I have an ice cream component where I do ice cream. Well, those are three really distinctive businesses with distinctive margins and profitability and seasonality. And so I said, you know, I looked at it and I said, well, you know, the convenience side, the margins are low and, you know, profitability is, you know, not really there. Even though the revenue may be substantial, you're not making any money on that. So what do you need to do? Well, you need to grow the highly profitable, even though my revenue has declined. I didn't mention that. My revenue has declined, but my profits are up. And
that's
because I'm selling in a much higher margin product. So my product
That's the lesson called, it's not what you make that counts, it's what you keep that counts.
Yeah, don't fall in love with the top line.
Yeah, well, you got to drive the top line as much as you can because it's got to cover. You got to be able to cover those over, you know, those basic costs, the fixed costs, that sort of thing. You got to have a certain amount, but at some point in time, once you get to a certain critical mass, you got to focus on profits, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, but people, you know, I want to grow the business, but they're growing it in an unprofitable way. So they grow from $500,000 to $1 million, but they're making less money. Matter of fact, I have a CEO peer group that met yesterday, and one of the gentlemen owns a $6 million, enterprise that does document imaging. And he says, you know what? I don't want to grow my business anymore.
It's a decision we all have to make. Quick break. Hold on to that thought, Tony. We're going to be right back, folks, with more of Tony Paradiso's wisdom. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.